another chance?
Yeah, well, what would he say? Just to
give me another chance?
Suppose some man is usually sort of grouchy, and so you meet him on the street one day, and he smiles, real big smile, and speaks to you, and so later on you come back home, and you say, well, I saw so-and-so downtown, and said today he was
very friendly,
or he was in a
good humor.
And you're sitting here with a guest in your living room, and a salesman knocks on the door, and you look out the window, and you say, oh, there's that pesky salesman again. You just sit right here. It won't take me but a minute to
get rid of him.
You ever hear anybody say, get shut of him, or get shut up?
Yeah, I have. Mother used to use that good ear.
And,
shut of him.
You write a letter to a friend, and then later on somebody says, we didn't know that you wasn't around when you wrote the letter. They would say, well, when are you going to write to so-and-so? And you say,
I've just written.
And what do you do to the letter before you send it? Do you put the letter inside the envelope?
Address it.
And in the letter you might say, you're asking some questions, so you'll say, so I expect something soon. Expect.
An answer.
Mm-hmm. And then suppose the little boy has learned to do something that you didn't know he could do, and so you say, well, he
talked to you.
And what about, do you remember from your own childhood or from listening to the kids around the neighborhood what they call somebody who tells on somebody else?
Tattletale. Storyteller.
And what do you do to flowers outside if you want to bring them in, put them in a vase? What do? You go out and
cut them.
Mm-hmm. Or if you don't use a knife, maybe you're just getting some wildflowers out. You
pull them.
Do you ever say anything besides pull? Do you ever say flowers?
Yeah.
Pick flowers.
Or pick them. Pick violets, and they always do say that.
Mm-hmm. After Christmas, you're discussing what Christmas presents you got, and so you tell somebody, well, the one I like best is the one that you
gave me.
And then you say you're going to visit a friend, and you come into the house, it rains, and so you come into the house, and you say, well, I sure am glad I brought my umbrella. I just barely started out when it
started raining.
And if a little boy comes into the house and he's all out of breath and he's panting, and his mother says, well, my goodness, why are you so out of breath? And he'll say, I all the way home.
I ran all the way home.
And you'd say, if a friend has come to see you and then going home, and the next day somebody says, well, have you seen